It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Nearly a decade ago, UW-Stevens Point created one of the first doctoral programs in educational sustainability in the country.
It's a program where educators learn how to teach sustainability. In this case, that doesn't just mean environmental sustainability, but a wider concept that includes ethics, community, and more.
But in a time of backlash against efforts to stop climate change and attacks on DEI, how is a program that embraces core ideas of sustainability carrying on?
To learn more about this program, how it's changed over time, we have a roundtable of guests. Aaron Redman is the program director and associate professor of educational sustainability in the School of Education at UW-Stevens Point. Stephanie Renee Payne got her doctorate in the program in 2024. She's an author and associate professor now in the writing program at the University of Southern California. And Tarina Nusanoff is a current student in that program and a biological sciences professor at Seminole State College of Florida. Aaron, let's start with you. What is the main goal of this sustainability program for educational sustainability?
Thanks. Great question. The main goal of this program is to work with people that are using sustainability in a way to communicate the ideals of social justice, balance with the environment, to a broad set of learners. So it's not just for K-12 teachers, it can be museum curators, community college educators, even politicians. So we use the word education rather broadly.
Now, the word sustainability, Aaron, if somebody just said that to me, I think my mind would go straight to environmental sustainability. But that's not the whole picture. That's part of the story. Can you talk about what you mean by sustainability here?
Yeah, I actually think of sustainability as this very human idea. And so I have a definition that I often use. With sustainability is the morally courageous pursuit of a just, inclusive, and equitable future where humans and the environment both thrive. So it really is about that interconnection and intersectionality where we view the environment also as a stakeholder in our decision making, but it's about the human desire to pursue happiness and joy and to feel safe.
And Aaron, how do you translate in that into a class? If I show up as a student, how do we introduce these ideas of sustainability so that I can then apply them in my work as whatever I'm doing, teaching or at a museum or the others you mentioned?
Yeah, so I think that our early classes, our early required courses are in social justice for a sustainable society, and also in the philosophical foundations of sustainability. And the way that I'd introduce them in a class is really first by talking to the students about how they define sustainability and education in their professional and personal lives so that it's connected to who they are and it feels personal and creates buy-in. And then we start talking about how they can model sustainability because this is really about ethical action. It's not just about content knowledge. So our classes try to speak to social norms and procedural knowledge, how-to information, rather than just, here are some facts, here's some statistics. We really have moved away from that declarative knowledge piece in our coursework and allow the students to engage in the parts of sustainability that speak to them the most.
All right, now let's turn to a couple of people who have gone through this this program. Stephanie, you, first of all, you're a professional writer, but you're also a professor. You went through this program, graduated in 2024. What got your attention about this? What brought you in and on board here?
Well, I'm always interested in a relevant education, one that would stretch into the 21st century and beyond. One that would be interconnected with the digital age and what's happening in our society and what's happening planetarily. So I think this was of interest to me because I felt it would broaden my sensibility to bring relevance to my students and the age that we're living in.
And then staying with you, Stephanie, when you're working with your students, can you give an example of something you took away from this program that then you're conveying to the people you're working with?
I think an interconnectedness, not just on the human level, but on the planetary level. My students bring me writing that plants are sentient beings and that we are interconnected in that way. And how we treat each other is also connected to our planetary way of being in this world. And that we can see each other in a way that helps us to move forward as a human species, but also a broader care for the earth. And I think those things are really important to me. And that help sort of redefine what it means to be human in this age of all of the digital things that are going on. So as a writer, I think sort of digging into why it's important to connect with one another. And those were some of the things that I think were really important for me to bring into the classroom.
Tarina, you are going through this program now, as I understand it, and then you're a biological sciences professor in Florida. What brought you into this? What are you taking away from it for your own work?
Yeah, so when I decided that I wanted to get my doctorate, I knew I needed to have a program that I was going to be really excited about to persist through the program. And so I did an exhaustive search of online EDD programs, and this one really stood out for its uniqueness because it was, you know, targeting educational sustainability. And so as I have gone through the program, I have definitely pulled things out of my learning and applied it to my courses. Particularly in my study abroad class, I really have a sustainability focus there. And so I've brought in these ideas of systems thinking and futures thinking for my students by tailoring certain assignments that I have done in the EDD program.
Oh, so what's an assignment you've brought over, you've ported over into your own work?
Sure. So one example is with systems thinking. We did some work or read some articles on how using concept maps can help demonstrate systems thinking. So what I did with my study abroad students was I had them create a systems map or like a concept map of problems that are facing the Amazon rainforest prior to learning much about it and going on the study abroad trip. And then I had them do a post concept map afterwards, and I was very pleased with what I saw. They were able to make many more connections among like the environmental, economic, and social problems of the Amazon.
We're talking about a doctoral program at UW-Stevens Point on educational sustainability. Erin Redman is the program director. Stephanie Renee Payne got her doctorate in the program in 2024. Tarina Nusanov is a current student. Erin, there have been a lot of attacks in the political world on things involving climate change and ecological sustainability, and some of the things you brought up earlier, words like inclusion or inclusiveness might raise some red flags. Doing the kind of work you're doing now in this environment, how does that affect the work you're doing?
It really affects the work that we're doing, but actually in this program, there's been this positivity in our support of one another that I feel like has grown and deepened our relationships. So all the students in the program share a desire to work towards a more just future, and they feel like that's under attack. So they come into this program, and we are a safe space to share those vulnerable stories, those stories of pain, those stories of loss, the loss we feel right now in terms of our field, our careers being under attack. And so I feel like just sharing the stories together, instead of it being sad, it feels like a powerful form of resistance. And I do think that the relationships that I have with the students now, they feel stronger and deeper because of the depth of emotion we're all bringing to these conversations.
Erin, for someone who might respond to this kind of skeptically, saying, this isn't really part of my reality. This isn't something that maybe I feel should be supported in a public university. What would you explain to them about the value of the work you're doing and how it would be carried on then through the people who complete the program?
Yeah, well, I think sustainability is an interesting concept in the fact that it is in everything that we do. So it's not just an idea. We can make sustainable or unsustainable decisions when we walk down the grocery store aisle. So all of those decisions impact the land we live on and the people that we communicate with and interact with. So we just have to make a decision to say, I still care about my students, my learners feeling included in a sense of belonging and safe. And even if it's not a part of your reality, it is a part of somebody else's. You could have a student in your classroom, or you could have a participant in a workshop come in that feels unsafe, that feels like, wow, like, could I be deported? And just having a program where we're fostering an environment for everyone to have their voice heard, that is so real. It is such a part of our everyday existence.
And Stephanie, turning to you, how do you try to recreate that environment when you're working in a classroom setting or one-on-one with your students?
Yeah, just to echo what Erin had said, I think this program has helped me more than ever to look at the tapestry of who we are as human beings, that we're not isolated in the singularity of an experience or a certain identity, that we really are a tapestry. We bring color and we bring this beautiful mosaic when we come together. And I think this program has really helped me to understand that and getting out into the field. And I'm like thinking about a class that I took with Erin where we had to interview the Native population or find someone in the Native population to connect with. And that's been an ongoing relationship, the Tongva peoples here in the Los Angeles Basin. And it has helped to broaden and to see the beauty and the threads of what this world is. I think that sort of isolationist and sort of protectionist ideology that happens sometimes when we're afraid can be shattered by programs like this, when we see each other, we learn from each other, and we grow from each other. And it assuages those ideas that we might have about the other when we come together. And so I've really dug into building communities of belonging, getting out in the world, taking theory and putting it in practice by doing things in the community. And I think those are the threads that really help us to thrive on a human level and a planetary level. So we resist that idea that we have to fall apart or protect ourselves, that we can come together to find a beautiful space of living together. And that's the sustainability piece to me, that we can sustain this life if we see each other.
And Tarina, how do you bring those kind of ideas into your work in biology with students?
So what I kind of, you know, take away from this program is to make sure I keep thinking on like the big picture scale. So whenever I see an opportunity, I interweave these, you know, these big ideas, these sustainability ideas into my classes. So like, for example, I teach in general biology too. We go through the groups of life. And so we get to say like the fishes group, instead of just talking about like properties of fish or basic properties that they have, I take a moment to think about and talk about with my students, like, well, why are fisheries collapsing? You know, what are some of the social reasons, economic reasons due to that collapse? So again, I try to interweave it where I can and keep these big ideas in mind with the hopes that my students then carry forward those big ideas as well.
Tarina, it seems like this is a common theme I'm hearing from all three of you, the idea of, hey, getting past the individual and this moment and looking for those connections. Do you feel like you've had aha moments as you're going through this program along those lines?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I see them in myself and I see them in then consequently in my students. I remember reading one of the articles in my transformative teaching and learning class, And I had an aha moment while reading the article. I had not the best experience with my master's degree work. It was very difficult. I had terrible imposter syndrome. And just like through reading this article about transformative learning, I was like, oh my gosh, I had a transformative learning experience. Like when I decided to do this doctorate, I was like, oh my God, I am capable of doing a doctorate and finishing it and taking forward that knowledge with me to my students.
Stephanie, did you have any of those aha moments?
I just had an aha moment. And one of the courses that was that really propelled me to join the doctoral program was Ethics of Care. And I was working with incoming first-year athletes, football players at the University of Southern California, which is a very big football world. And some of the students were really struggling with being in this big arena. And that class just translated right away, being trauma sensitive and not using trauma in the bigness, but just being in an environment that you're unfamiliar with, being able to have a financial cushion that you've never had before, having your family dependent on you. I was able to not just see the behaviors, but intervene just because of that class. And I just thought that being mindful and aware, again, thinking about the theme of interconnectedness, that I could use language differently. How can I help you? How can I support you to do well in this class? So I think those kinds of moments show me the practical elements that this program just continues to give me, because I use it day to day. I'm always pulling a thread from what I've learned. And it's helped me to continue the learning process.
And we'll leave it there. Erin, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Stephanie, thanks for being with us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
And Tarina, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Erin Redman is Program Director and Associate Professor of Educational Sustainability in the School of Education at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Stephanie Renee Payne got her doctorate in that program in 2024. She's an author and Associate Professor in the Writing Program at the University of Southern California. And Tarina Nusanov is a current student in the program and a Biological Sciences Professor at Seminole State College of Florida. The application for the Educational Sustainability Program at UW-Stevens Point opens September 1st.
Now, here's a bit of news to Wisconsin up your email inbox. WPR has relaunched the Wisconsin Today daily newsletter. Each weekday, our colleague in the newsroom, newsletter editor Jenny Peek, is curating for you the day's top stories from all over the state. Incredible audio segments to check out, feature photos from WPR's photojournalist Angela Major, and you'll find behind-the-scenes conversations with reporters and producers about how we discover, report, and deliver trustworthy news.
There are also opportunities for you to provide feedback and weigh in on polls. You can sign up at wpr.org/newsletters. Stay informed and connected. That's the Wisconsin Today daily newsletter. Get it in your inbox. Subscribe at wpr.org/newsletters.